Starting the meditation practice today, take a moment to find your seat, your physical seat, stable, comfortable, alert posture. The spine slightly lifted, just so that the natural curves of the spine are present. Just making sure that the head's not jutting forward, but in alignment with the spine so that the neck doesn't have to do extra work while you're sitting. This makes it easier to sit for longer periods of time. And just checking the body for any areas of tension. If you notice any tension, inviting it to release. Checking the forehead, the eye sockets, cheeks. Just slightly softening the jaw and the tongue, muscles of the neck and shoulders. And as you drop your attention into the lower parts of the body, the torso, chest, abdomen, pelvis, again, just noticing if there's any tension that doesn't need to be there, inviting it to relax. Feeling into the legs and feet as well, making sure that they're comfortable, supported, at ease. And now taking a couple of deep breaths, bring the attention to the breath. So sometimes taking a couple of intentional breaths helps to set the intention of holding our attention on the breath. It can also help to find a breath that's comfortable. So if it's not comfortable, you might want to adjust your breath, perhaps experimenting with it a little bit more deep or shallow, faster or slower. Sometimes even just suggesting that possibility automatically shifts the breath. So just notice what's happening to the breath. So we want to make the breath a place that you'd like to stay, a resource, a home within yourself, somewhere that your mind starts to want to return to. So really allow yourself to feel the way in which your breath, as you inhale, energizes, nourishes the body, and as you exhale, is accompanied by a subtle relaxation. We can choose one area in the body to hold our attention. It could be around the nostrils, the chest, the abdomen. And just allowing yourself to make contact with the movement of breath in the body. So So we're shifting from thinking about the breath to coming to a direct experience of the breath. For some in the beginning, if there's a lot of agitation or just some days there's more wandering of the mind, we can use words to help anchor us to the breath, to help bring our attention back, such as counting. So you can count inhaling one and exhaling one. Inhale two, exhale two, and go all the way up to 10. When you get to 10, return back to one again. And if the mind wanders, just start at one again. Notice the tendency of the mind if it gets frustrated or goes into judgment around mind wandering. If that happens, just notice that tendency of the mind and gently bring yourself back. Similarly, we can get stuck if we feel like our practice always has to be relaxing or one of deep presence. This is actually a practice of just knowing what is here now. We set the intention of having the breath as our anchor, but we meet whatever arises. Sometimes what arises is peaceful and pleasant. And sometimes what arises is agitated, distracted, and uncomfortable. And we might notice the tendency of the mind to crave for certain experiences or to reject other experiences. We can notice that too. All of this is welcome, and all of this is part of the meditation practice. So whenever you notice the mind wandering, you can just notice, wandering or judging. Planning, give it a label and bring yourself back, coming back to your counting if you need to or would like to. Returning to the anchor again and again. You find the mind has gone on a long journey, just reminding yourself of your intention to bring yourself back to the breath for these few minutes. You can always follow the mind whenever you please, but just for these few minutes, we'll set this intention to come back. come back to the present moment, to observe experience. Observe the breath and observe thought if it arises. Using counting as a tool to anchor your attention on the breath. If that's not helpful to you, you can always work with noticing different aspects of the breath. As we started with, sometimes we can notice a subtle energizing in the body with the inhale, relaxing with the exhale. Or just the gentle movement of air, expansion and contraction of muscles. We learn to attend to the breath as something that's dear to us, something we want to get close to. As we deepen with our practice, we can become so close to the breath that there's nothing but breath breathing. So we attend to the breath, just as we would attend to something we love and cherish. Giving it our full attention. If the mind's wandering, again, just gently bringing it back. It is the nature of the mind to wander. So just being grateful for the moments of presence. Ah, here I am. And here's the breath. Training the mind is a bit like training a puppy. A puppy is exuberant and it wants to wander all over the place. And we might let it go for a little bit and we call it back gently, patiently, persistently. We let it know, stay. And it might wander again. We bring it back, stay. We'll prepare to wrap up the meditation practice. As you start to open and close your eyes, try to keep your attention on the breath, integrating the experience of meditation with life, so we continue to stay connected to the inner experience as we emerge from the meditation and bring that into whatever comes next.